Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. And it feels really good to be here. It feels awkward though, doesn't it? Like when you have 2 weeks off, it's like, what am I supposed to do? And, you know, whenever you're thrown off routine, that oftentimes happens. As we are thinking about our time together in the next 3 weeks in worship here at Peace, I just kind of want to set the stage for that. How many of you like drama in your life? Anybody? Brian likes drama. I appreciate that. I like drama too. And actually what we see, sometimes drama's needed, isn't it? Sometimes the coach kind of has to get a little intense. Sometimes the teacher has to raise the level of their teaching or the way they're teaching something to really bring it home to the students. Sometimes drama really brings home a message. And did you know that Jesus had moments of intense drama? We're going to take a look at three of those moments in which Jesus did something that was really out of the ordinary. What kind of message was he sharing and conveying to his followers? This morning, we're going to read about the time in which Jesus got onto a boat and asked Peter to cast his net off the boat. That was kind of a strange thing to just show up on the lakeshore and ask someone to catch fish. What was Jesus trying to convey? A very odd thing that he was doing. It's a message that dramatization of Jesus really has a message for us as well, as we're seeking to be followers of Jesus as well. Just a couple announcements to share before we begin our worship service. I also want to invite or welcome those that are tuning in online for our worship service. We're glad that you've chosen to be with us on whether on Facebook or our YouTube channel. Welcome to Peace. I just want to highlight the green form that is in your bulletin. It looks like this. It's Dan put this together. We shared this in the bulletin 2 weeks ago, and I want to thank you right off the bat for a great response from our membership. We had a lot of people fill this in and send it into Dan. If you didn't fill this out, please consider filling it out. There are pencils, I believe, in each pew. Fill it out and make sure to get it to Dan. Where is Dan? I want to highlight Dan. Dan is off in some room, I'll bet. Get it to Dan, or the box out in the narthex is a good place to drop this off. Also, this week is our council meeting. We canceled last week because of all the weather that was happening, and we're going to meet this Tuesday at 7 p.m. This afternoon is an opportunity to sing some songs and gather together again, 3 o'clock at Stony Brook. If you'd like to come, just show up to Stony Brook Assisted Living. It's an opportunity to sing some songs and gather together this afternoon. Colleen, I didn't check with you. Are you going to be there?
I will.
Okay, all right. I'll be there too. So we usually talk before the service, so we didn't this time. Are there any other announcements to share before we begin? Excellent. We're going to start with our opening hymn, which is found in the bulletin, but also projected for us up front. That song is Great is the Lord.